This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. The skeleton of a 35-foot humpback whale is going to be installed for public display at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. It's not just any whale, either. With us to explain is Scott Landry, director of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team from the center. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Steve.
Scott, this was a whale that was well known to researchers. Is that right?
Yeah, Spinnaker was 11 years old when she died. We know her exact age because we saw her as a calf alongside of her mother, Pallet. And she was named based on a marking on the underside of her flukes. Sailors will know the shape of a spinnaker, a bowed out sail to catch wind. And Spinnaker had a beautiful spinnaker marking right on the base of her flukes.
Researchers had a history of disentangling this whale.
Yeah, we disentangled Spinnaker 3 times in her life. She was entangled 4 to 5 times in her life. We disentangled her from 3 of them. It's a slightly confusing story because her second to last entanglement, we left a small length of line in her mouth that we couldn't take out. And actually, we tend to leave line or rope in the whale's mouth and let them shed that naturally as they start to feed. And the remarkable thing about this is that we were able to figure out exactly why it was that we couldn't remove that rope.
And why was that?
She came ashore a few months after her last disentanglement, dead, in Acadia National Park up in Maine. And the College of the Atlantic, our colleagues up in Maine, did a very detailed necropsy of Spinnaker. And that included actually taking her skeletal remains and composting them, cleaning the bones, so that they could also be inspected. And what we found is that the rope that was lodged in her mouth was actually lodged in her skull. It had cut cleanly through her vomer, which is essentially the bone that separates our two nostrils, and had cleaved halfway through her maxilla, the bones of her upper jaw. So she had actually survived for at least a year with essentially her skull nearly cut in two.
And this would have been a fishing line of some type.
Yes, it was. And what was remarkable is that when her carcass came ashore in Acadia National Park, that line was still embedded in there. And over the next 3 days, as we assembled her carcass and raised it up inside of our research lab, that entanglement will be intact.
What do you hope the public can get out of seeing this 35-foot-long skeleton?
Well, what we hope people to take away from this, first of all, is something of the biology of whales. It's very strange, but we don't think that there's a fully articulated large whale skeleton anywhere on Cape Cod for residents to take a look at and understand something about the biology of these animals. Further, there's no skeleton on Earth of a whale that we know of that has an entanglement actually associated with it. And we hope that people can understand the complexity of this entanglement issue. But more than that, also, she's going to be part of continuing research. So she isn't solely here for the public. Research on her skeletal remains is ongoing. For example, also, her eyes were recovered during her necropsy. These will be used in aging studies, since we still don't have a good way of aging whales, except for animals like Spinnaker when you see them from birth. We also took a sample of her baleen, which is what they use instead of teeth inside their mouth to filter food. And we can look at stress hormones that are laid down in her teeth in the same way that stress hormones are laid down in your fingernails. So we can ask a question like, if she was 11 years old, did she ever have a pregnancy event, even though she was never seen with a calf in her life? And so, as I said, the research is ongoing, and this is only just the beginning. But we definitely are inviting everyone to come and take a look so they can understand something more about this.
Scott Landry is director of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team for the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Scott, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.